Well, good. I wanted to go back to something you said at the beginning of the interview, and that is about how much you like to travel. And I wonder, in your opinion, many Americans do not share your love of traveling, especially traveling to other countries and other continents. And they say that there's so much to see and discover in the United States that there's really no reason to go beyond the American borders. Why, in your opinion, for people living in the United States, for Americans, is travel outside of the United States an important, useful, meaningful activity?
Well, I agree with the idea that there's a lot to learn and a lot to know in the United States, because there's so many beautiful places in the country, and there's so much to learn by going from one part of the United States to the other. But I think that Americans in general need to go to other places to really have an understanding of how the world moves around, no? To understand other cultures, to understand how important is the contribution that the United States is doing to other countries and other areas of the world, and to really feel proud of this country. And at the same time, get a more sense of proportion regarding the importance of the country at the same time. By going to other countries, they may discover that there are other political systems, political ways of being a successful country. For example, if they were to go to France or England, for example. But then on the other hand, going to countries that are in a lot of need and that have not had the opportunity of good development and with a lot of poverty, that also will make them understand how important it is that the United States have an international presence and that contributes strongly and forcefully to the development of other areas.
Right.
Because that will contribute to the welfare of the world and to the well-being of this nation. So I think that both things are important.
And it's a very, very good point you're making, Mildred. Very good indeed. In general, if we could imagine that Americans were to become an international traveling people, let's say like Europeans, and Western Europeans have virtually all traveled to one or two other countries, how do you think that would change Americans' behavior, perhaps, toward each other and toward people from other nations?
Well, I think that the first change that we would see is more tolerance from one another. Understanding and celebrating difference would be something that would be not only considered a need, but a duty. And that would change this society drastically, I would say. Another thing that I think that would be very important if this were to happen is that people will have a sense of what is a cultured person, an educated person, that will go beyond anything that the great majority of Americans consider to be an educated person, think, for example, of how people spend their time, their free time. Thinking that how they use the money also, and how do they project themselves towards the future? Because having the option of going to another country would change the scope of possibilities for the future.
Right.
I think that would open minds and open a much brilliant future for this country.
Because
it's a country that has so much wealth, so much resources,
right,
and they are not using it,
That's
using
right.
them.